Are your kitchen and bathroom way overdue for a remodel? Well, I got the guy for you. Call John Sellers at First Response Contracting, 484-256-7136. Both residential and commercial services, and he's licensed and insured. Call him at 484-256-7136, First Response Contracting.
From real estate to real life and everything in between, the Brad Wiseman Show. And now, your host, Brad Wiseman.
All right, all right. We are back in the studio. And gosh, I just love doing this show. It's so fun. We had a lot of different guests on, but we have never had this guest on. This is not a repeat. This is a first-time guest. And I'm super excited about announcing. We have Morgan Konopelski here in the studio. She has... Hello, how are you?
I'm so excited. I'm
glad you're excited. You can tell she's a performer, right?
Yeah,
you can tell.
Yeah.
She actually is not excited, but she's acting like it. You know, that's what it is.
I'm here. I'm ready.
Yeah.
I've never done a podcast before.
Neither have I. It's my first time.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, is that cool?
We'll get through it together.
Yeah, we'll do this together. That's right. So, no, I. What's funny about how I know you is I know your father for many, many years.
Pat.
Yeah. I mean,
Pat
Konopelski. One of the funniest guys, too.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a great sense of humor.
He does. Yes. I want to say I got my humor from him. I'm not that funny.
No, you're kind of a smart ass.
But
I can see it. Yeah.
But he is like the man. Everyone loves my dad. Like, he's just the best.
He's fun.
He's fun. That is the best way to describe him.
He's fun. And your mom's cool too.
My mom is so cool.
Yes,
will go out and they'll be like, well, where are your parents? And I'm
cool.
I'm not, you don't. And they're like, no, like, where's Pat and Lisa? And I'm like, okay.
Does that mean you're not the fun one? Is that what that means?
I'm not the fun one. No.
They're
always at a show and everyone's like, no, your parents didn't come. I'm like, why not? Like, they love.
And you're like, I'm here to entertain.
I know.
That's
like, I'm here for me to do something. But they're the best.
Yeah.
They're
entertainment.
Yes.
I hear that's what you do.
I do.
Yes.
I do it a lot.
You do
actually.
A lot.
Full time. It's my thing.
Kano Nation.
Kano Nation.
So tell me about Kano Nation. Now, you've been singing since you're 9, from what I've heard.
Yes. So not like, I mean, pretty young, a long time, but not as.
Why?
So,
was there a moment that you were like, that's what I want to do?
Yes.
There was?
Awesome. Well, okay. So there wasn't a moment that I was like, this is what I'm going to do. But there was a moment where I was like, I'm really bad at everything else. So there has to be something that I'm good at. Like,
right,
we tried
right.
soccer, gymnastics.
Not so good at those things.
All the things. Yeah. Swimming. I was like, no, this isn't.
And you're taller. I would think you'd be good at swimming.
Volleyball, basketball.
Didn't work.
Nothing.
Nothing.
It was brutal. So we bailed on that. And then I remember Central Catholic was doing a musical because I went to St. Catharines.
Gotcha. Okay.
And then I switched over to public school, but for their music program.
Gotcha.
So auditioned for Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor
Dreamcoat. Oh my God. I love that show. I was in that show. At Reading Civic Theater, I was in that show.
I'm like, wait. I think we were in
it
together.
At the same time? We might have been.
I did that. Yes.
Oh my God.
Tyler Bell was the young. Oh my God.
Yes, I think you're right.
Okay. So, Brad,
right.
we were in a show together.
We were probably in a show together. Yeah, it was Reading Civic Theater.
Yes.
It was a great show.
It was
Love
so
that
good.
Show.
And I was like, well, I already did this one. So I'm like, I'm ready.
Yeah.
But no, that was my first ever audition. And I was like, all right, I like it.
Amazing.
I can do it. And then at 12, so I started doing community theater. And then at 12, we were doing, there were auditions for The Wiz.
Oh, another good show.
It was back then, it was called Alpha Omega.
Uh-huh.
And I got Dorothy. And I remember talking about my dad. He came to every single show. Both of my parents did.
They're very supportive.
But so supportive.
Yes.
And we can talk about that too. But they, I remember after the show, my dad's like, okay, I think she can sing. Like, this is something we should work with.
Yep.
So,
how old were you then? Was that?
I was 12.
You were 12. Okay.
Seventh grade. Yeah,
okay. And that's when he was like, yeah, there's something
here. He was like,
here.
Okay, I think we should try and like pursue this a little more, like get her some lessons, really like hone in on it.
Yeah.
So at that time, I was like all about it. I was theater girl. I did a lot of, chorus, choir. I did band in high school.
Yeah.
Like I just.
What instrument?
The alto saxophone.
Alto saxophone? Mm-hmm. Can you still play?
No.
Okay,
I couldn't
good.
Really play it back then.
So it was kind of like basketball?
It was like basketball.
Yeah, okay.
I was like, I'm doing it for the. For everything about
right,
kind of.
Exactly,
But no, it was great. So theater really took a took a place in my life. And from that, I was like, okay, I want to pursue this professionally. And I went to DeSales University for theater. And
how'd that work out?
Not so great.
Only reason I said that, because I know where this ended.
Yes. So that was a brief moment.
So you just tried it?
I tried it.
It was a DeSales trial period.
Yes. Okay. I was dipping my feet in the water, if you will. And I really did still love the theater aspect of everything. Sure. And I still love, but I was, and even when I left, you had to have like a meeting with your mentor and they would like, hey, why are you leaving? What are you doing? You know, et cetera. Yeah. And I remember her saying like, listen, your voice, you should still pursue this.
Wow.
She's like, but the acting and the dancing, like go to New York, take classes, workshops, you know, really hone
your craft.
It.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So after DeSales, that was
the long career. It's the long,
very long
career at DeSales.
Like
yes.
2 months.
Yes.
That's not
uncommon though for a musician or for somebody that has, cause you knew what you wanted to do, you know? So to try to mold yourself into a situation, it wasn't going to work.
Well, probably. And I just don't think I knew what I was getting myself into.
Yeah.
Like my family, I think my parents didn't even know what they were getting themselves into. You know,
nobody's musical.
No.
Dad can't sing. Mom can't sing.
We don't know where
don't want them to sing.
Don't want them to
sing. Maybe, my mom's the same way. Yeah. Do not want her to sing.
Maybe a Sweet Caroline, you know, if the night takes that turn.
Not one of my favorite songs.
Me neither.
God. Like, when somebody yells that out, it's like hearing Freebird. You know, how many times? Do you do Freebird?
We know a part of it.
Yeah, just to get to shut somebody up.
Yeah. And we'll be like, what are you giving us? Like, what's the, like, can I get some type of something here?
Yeah.
But Freebird's like the top requested. I'm like, do you even like it? I'm like,
long.
Right.
It's long.
We never do the full thing. Or again, it's just like a little snippet just to appease the person. Yep, and then they're like, wait, you actually know it?
Yeah, and then they get happy. And it's all about pleasing the crowd. They're your customers, if you look at it that way.
We want them to have a good time. So it's always that. But
so you go from DeSales and then you decide, okay, I'm going to do this. And then did you start working on just your craft of performing?
Yeah, so I, again, there were a lot of many firsts. But at the time, we were, again, my parents like, what do we do with this?
Yeah.
So open mics were a big thing around here. And I started going to a few of them.
Yeah.
And I remember Deb and Jeff Rutter at Chef Allen's.
Okay.
They knew I could sing and they were having a birthday party and they're like, Morgan, would you perform
at
it? And that was my first gig. My first
And how old then, do you think?
I want to say I was 19.
Okay.
I think.
Yeah.
That's where it all gets kind of, it's like, I don't really know the years and the timing. Cause when you're out of school, then you're like, well, how do I gauge it? But then 2020 on is when I was like, okay, I know this.
This is,
But yeah, so I had maybe like 3 weeks to kind of get it together.
Wow.
Learned a show, got my dad called Sweetwater and was like, what do we need to get her?
Oh, Sweetwater's the best. That's where all this stuff's from. Yeah, that's where this stuff's from. I love Sweetwater.
The Holy Grail, right?
Yes.
For musicians. And, I did it. And
I swear I talked to your dad during these things because there was times where I would see him at the lobster thing that he used to do. And then there was times after that, but he would be like, he'd see me out at the different picnics or whatever.
Oh yeah.
And, he'd be like, so what do you think of this? He would ask for guidance because I my parents went through that and I went through it and I was around the same age. I mean, I started young,
very young.
Yeah. I started 13 or 14, started singing out when I was 15.
Yeah. And you don't know, like, what to do.
You don't know.
I feel like it's a... Sorry.
That's all right.
I'm getting tangled over here. You know.
It's getting all wrapped up.
Italian hands. I'm like, yeah. But no, you just don't know what to do. And so we started doing, you know, the solo shows and around town. And then Eric Koala of the Uptown Band.
Yep.
I knew he was looking for a sub.
Mm-hmm.
And my dad, same thing, kind of took part in that, knew him and was like, hey, my daughter, do you want to see where things go? So after that, I was hired full time.
Yeah.
I was with Eric and I learned so much.
Oh, yeah.
I have
he's a master at that. Yeah. I'm related to him, actually.
No way.
Yeah. He's second cousin.
Okay.
Yeah. I didn't know that. Absolutely. Yeah. We're related. Yep. We're cousins.
Oh my gosh.
Distant.
Like
absolutely.
Tell him I said hello.
Yeah. I see him from time to time. We don't see each other that much, but he's very good at the systems that it takes. He's good at the bookings. He's good at all that stuff. And he's done a great job.
Yeah. I learned so much from him about the wedding scene, the private parties, how to entertain people, you know, and even the music we played. I learned a lot of that classic stuff that people, you know, cause I was 19, 20 at the time. Mm-hmm. So you're looking and you're like, okay, 20-year-old singing I Will Survive or something. You're like, oh, okay. But I learned to really love that.
Yeah.
So it taught me a lot.
Well, it gives you passion for that type of music. Yeah. Yeah.
And then after that, I joined Joe Bachman.
Yep.
Another, you know.
Yeah. Is that another like a bigger band type thing?
Yeah. So Joe Bachman and the Party, he, because again, the cover scene, we didn't. Like Tony Mancuso, he was in Burnt Sienna.
Okay. Oh, yeah. I knew Burnt Sienna. Absolutely. Yeah.
And my dad, very close to him as well.
Isn't Jeff Ebert in that? Burnt Sienna, I think, too. Yes.
Yeah. I think at one point.
At one point, yeah.
But yeah, Tony was like, no, this is a thing. You can make money. You can perform absolutely. For people. Like it's a
business.
It's a business.
It is actually a business,
so, So I was like, all right, cool. So I joined another band, party band, and then after, and I had really cool experiences with that.
And now you're doing your own thing.
And now finally, I, after a year with Joe in 2019, I took over the band.
Okay.
And then our like coming out year and season was 2020.
Oh, great. What a great time to go public.
What a time.
Everybody loved being near each other. Oh, it was great. You could sing through a mask.
Bars
it was
were going
just
crazy with their, you know, high tops and stools. And
oh, my God.
Everything.
Remember how we have to distance. You could sit in this table, but you can't sit in this table.
Oh.
Or and if you're sitting, you can take the mask off. If you stand up, you're going to get COVID.
You're done.
You're done.
And you felt almost so bad for the people watching you because you're like.
The entertainment business really hurt from that.
Oh, 100%.
That was terrible.
It was like, what do you do?
There's nothing you can do.
How do you do that?
Yep.
You know, and coming out and being like, oh, hey, like I have a band now. Please hire me. Let me.
So did you do a gig before the March thing that happened?
Yes. So actually, so it's Secrets.
Oh my gosh.
Talking about Secrets a little bit.
Yeah, it's never busy there. That's what you call a super spreader atmosphere right there.
That is what you call it's crazy. Yeah. And
I love it there.
It's the best. It's one of my definitely favorite places.
It's one of my favorite places too on the East Coast.
If you've never been to
Jamaica, USA. I mean, come on. This is a commercial. Jamaica, USA. That's the place to go. Yes, exactly.
So the whole day, bay drinking and tonight drinking. It's the best.
Yeah.
But no, I love it there. And you have to. You know, you have to kind of audition there, but you just go and you do a set.
Yeah.
So they can see you, which honestly makes sense.
Sure.
Because, you know, big music.
Yeah,
venue.
Absolutely.
And, our audition was like the weekend before everything.
Oh
closed.
My gosh.
So I was honestly so thankful. Cause I'm like, well, great. Secret saw us. But then at I'm like, oh my God, the world is now
shutting down.
It's shutting down.
Yeah.
So at that moment you're kind of like, well, doesn't really matter at that point. But no, our audition was right before everything closed down.
Amazing.
And
then when did you start up again? Do you remember when you started up again? Was it?
Yes.
End of 2020, 2021? I mean.
It was actually the summer of 2020 because Dewey Beach.
You're not going to keep that place shut down.
Yeah. I mean, the people won't let you. Like,
yeah.
The customers,
and they drink so much, no virus can live there.
It's.
There's no way a virus is living in Dewey. Called it what I call it.
Yeah,
Dewey Beach instead of Dewey Beach. That's what we used to call it.
If you've never been to Dewey Beach, go. It is a hidden,
absolutely like small town,
but it's the best.
It is. It's a great vibe.
And I grew up going there, so it's very close to my heart, very near and dear. Yeah. And they did everything in their power to keep musicians working.
Good for them.
And keep open.
Good for
and,
them.
You know, Cork Jams looked a little different.
Yep.
I remember my first Cork Jam was, again, high tops.
Yep.
People are sitting and they're like, what is this? Meanwhile, I'm just excited to play there.
Yeah, exactly.
Because I've never been there before. So I'm like, oh my gosh. And I remember the one band, they were like, I'm so sorry. I was like, why are you sorry? Like, this is great. Like, I'm performing, I'm working, you know. And they just said it was very different. And then lo and behold, after the pandemic was over and things were back to normal.
Now you're busy.
I did a first Cork Jam and I was like, holy.
I saw pictures, I think, of that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that looks crazy.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's one of the, I have to, honestly.
Now, Cork Jam is at the place called Bottle and Cork, right?
Bottle and Cork,
and it's a big, and that's a big, like a concert, little concert venue.
National acts will come in.
Yeah, national acts come in there and everything. Yeah.
And it's so cool. So
well, you're national. You played in Key West. You played in California before or something like that, right?
Yeah, we do a lot of traveling.
Yeah.
We're shipping up to Boston. We do that at least twice a year. Two bars there are just, again, really great spots. I hate that they're so far.
Yeah.
But, you know, Boston, it makes it worth. Have you been there?
I've never been to Boston. Okay. And as a musician, I've heard it's like a great place to go.
It really, it's great. Like, if it, like, minus the drive.
It's otherwise, you know, it's a, I heard it's a great city. Yeah.
But it really is a lot of fun. So,
yes, now, what about a lot of traveling. What about original music?
You know,
I know there was a song out was it a couple years ago?
Yes. It was.
What was it called?
Someone New.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Good song. I remember listening to it several times. Yes. I remember also it was on the radio.
It was.
It was on, was it on Sirius XM or something? Or one of those things? Because I remember it coming on.
Mm-hmm. We did a kind of like a release of it on the radio. And I have a video of me like sitting in my car listening to it.
Yes. And I saw, that too.
You know, so it was really cool.
How's that feel?
It was such a surreal moment because you do the cover band, you perform. Yep. And I would say my favorite part of what I do is the performing aspect.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Which you can relate to.
Absolutely.
You know,
it's studio's great. Fine, but the performing, it's where it's at.
The energy in front of people, it's crazy. So the fact that I was trying to see like, what's next? What else is there? The original music thing kind of came into play, and a very talented musician, writer, producer, JJ Rupp, who he was in the music scene as well.
Okay.
Very, again, JJ Rupp, go check him out. Dewey Beach.
little plug.
But no, he's great. And we just thought, we're like, hey, let's work together. Let's do a song.
Yeah.
And, we did. And I love it.
Yeah.
It's been a minute. But we do actually have another song
coming out.
Yes. I'm very excited
about it.
Wow, that's
awesome. And that'll be out in 2024?
Yes, that'll do. I'm hoping it's out or by the time this airs.
Yes.
It should be out by then.
Yes. So, awesome. Perfect.
Yes, I'm really excited.
That's really cool. You'll have to get that to us right away.
I will.
So we can share it and get that out there. I love listening to new music.
Yeah.
So let's, you were talking about a little bit about the support from your parents.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're probably, it reminds me of my parents. When I was going through the music scene, they were so supportive. And to this day, still. They still come to see me sing at the Railroad House every time I sing there.
Yeah.
And it helps. And it's something that obviously you probably couldn't do without.
Yeah. It's the best.
Yeah.
They're the best.
Do they still follow you? They still.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Are you tired of looking at your car covered in road salt and winter grime, or not quite getting the results you would like to see from the car wash? Well, I've got just the solution for you. The Detail Shop, your go-to destination for premium auto detailing.
Yeah, we're, you know, New Year's Eve, they were with me this Saturday. We're in AC and they're like, all right, what's the plan?
Oh my God, I love it.
And I'm like, please call.
That's
cool. But they're great.
I saw you in Atlantic City.
Yes.
You were at the what's it called? The
Hard Rock.
But it was right at that bar when you first come in, the lobby bar, which I love the lobby bar.
Yeah.
She didn't recognize me, Hugo. I waved and then I cried and then I went to bed. Because she didn't know who I was. I was like, this is just terrible. I'm just terrible. I should have her on a podcast so she remembers me.
Oh, my gosh. No, when you're on stage like that, you're
I'm kidding.
No, I know.
Kidding.
I felt so bad because I put it together because I'm singing.
I've been there. I understand.
Who knows what I'm singing at the time, right?
But you're very good, though. By the way, I didn't even say that yet, Hugo. She has a very good voice.
Thank you.
You have a really good voice. I was listening to you, I don't know if it's last night or this morning when I was kind of preparing for this, and I was just listening to some of your songs and some of your demos and things like that. And you have a very good voice, a very nice voice, very versatile too. You can do a lot of different things.
I try to. Yeah. And again, with the Passive Eric and then Joe Bachman and even my original stuff, you know, I like being versatile.
Yeah.
If we're singing Man, I Feel Like a Woman, or if we're singing Took Me All Night Long, you know, it's people want to hear a little bit of everything and that's what we try to do.
Yeah.
So
So let's go back to the originals again real quick, because that to me is, it's really important.
Yeah.
Because obviously if you want to, you can do the cover stuff the rest of your life. You can make a good living. It's a lot of fun. You know, it's not, there's nothing wrong with that.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, the original songs obviously is something that's obviously near and dear to your heart, because it's like, it's your child, it's your baby.
Yeah.
So how is that what you want to really pursue? You want to keep writing and doing that?
I do. Yeah. I definitely do. You know, you get to a point where the band can always, there's always improvement.
Yeah.
There's always growth there. Mm-hmm. And for that, we want to get into more, like the clubs, that's working.
Yeah.
We definitely want to get into more private events, weddings.
Yeah.
We've
yep.
done weddings. And I really like those as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I think as I get older, I'm getting a little more like, okay, I would like to do more of these, get into it. Because it has a little, like, you see a bride or you see the first date, like, in, as it's
a different experience.
It's a different experience. So along with that, the original music, again, it's just different. It's a lot more work, a lot more time.
Yeah.
It's, you have to really, and especially this day and age with social media, it's like easier, but it's almost not because it's.
Well, Scotty and I were talking about that. You heard that podcast?
Yeah, I heard
that. We talked about that where, you know, is it easier or is it harder? You know what I mean? Like you can get yourself out there easier because you're not spending a ton of money to get it out there. But then again, you have a lot more competition.
So many
that's
people.
Doing the same thing you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's tough. I mean, it's not an easy business to get into. It
no
really is
what.
Not. I don't care what you, you know, it's really not easy.
Yeah.
But you know, I think you should just keep trying and do it, you know, whatever you can do your thing, man. Cause that would be nice if you could do that. You know,
if you can do both at the same time. And again, it's you know, talking to other people who have done it in the past, you know, they say like, you have to do it for you or it's not going to work.
Exactly.
You know, it has to come from a special place or something relatable, because if not, then you're just going to be, it's just not going to work.
Yeah. You got to write for purpose.
Yeah. And you have to really be, it is your baby.
Yeah. It's
your
baby.
Like, I care about this. I want to pursue it.
Absolutely.
I want to push it. So yeah.
Very, very cool. So where do you see yourself in 5 years?
Oh my gosh. I get this question a lot and I still feel like I need
Well, then
to
how about 4.5
answer.
Years? Is that better?
Yeah,
so that way you
maybe,
can say you can get
maybe, okay, a little
4.5 years is a lot
where
easier.
Ooh,
that extra 6 months.
Yeah. I still want music to be in my life in whatever capacity that is, you know, whether it's a full-time wedding band or still doing the cover scene or, you know, definitely original music. I think that looking long-term for me is so hard because, you know, a family, children, there are so many things, like so many different paths that it can take.
Sure.
And I still feel like I got a lot of life left in me to pursue the originals and music.
Oh, absolutely. Plenty of time.
So that's what they tell me.
Actually,
so,
you do. Cause there's people I mean, look at Chris Stapleton, look at some of the people that are now coming out. I mean, if you write good songs, it doesn't matter how old you are.
Yeah.
If you write good songs, and also if you're in a cover band, it doesn't matter how old you are. I mean, there's people that are, I mean, look at old man Scotty Mann. I mean, he's still doing it. He's gonna love that, right?
He's gonna kill it.
Yep.
No,
Scotty, I did not say that. Actually, it was Morgan that said that earlier. And then I just repeated it, is what it was. No, but I think you have plenty of time. It's just like I said, it's about writing what's in your soul and doing that. And that's what's gonna make the difference.
Yeah. Well, it does take time, but I definitely regret not putting more, like you said, it's been a minute and it really has. So from someone new to now, you know, I look back and I'm like, what was I doing? Like, why wasn't I putting more effort into it? Or why wasn't I writing more or trying to, you know, it takes, you know, how many songs do you have to write till you get a good one? I'm sure a bunch or everyone would
or,
be doing
or it could
it.
Be you just write one and it's amazing.
Yeah.
It's like anything. It's you don't know and it's kind of has to come through you and it will be what it's going to be.
Yeah.
You know?
So I hope. For that. Yeah, I hope for whatever it is, you know, it's good stuff and I have a good time. And
That's cool. So, where are you playing? Let me just put it this way. What was your most favorite gig?
Oh, I do get this question and I love
My God,
this question.
Can I not ask?
No, no, no.
Okay. What's your,
come up with
what do you like in your pizza?
Bread.
What do you like on your pizza?
Never from a pod like Brad Wiseman though. So this is what makes it extra special. Well, also I feel like I have so many different answers for what time, like where I
was. Well, you don't
want
to piss anybody off too. Cause I'll be like, I thought my gig was the favorite, was a favorite gig, right?
Like, don't ask me what my favorite venue is.
Yeah. Oh geez. Yeah. Well, see, that's what I'm going to ask next. That's what we're going to ask.
I will plead the fifth. I can't. No.
So favorite gig, like just everything was just going. It was, and that doesn't mean anything. It could be what was going on in your world.
Oh yeah.
Because you know, as a performer, you can't bring your A game every single night.
Yeah.
There's times where you're sick. There's times where you're pissed off at something.
Yeah.
And not that you're going to be grumpy on stage, but there's nights, and I just remember this, that it just clicks.
Yeah.
And you're like, this is what I love.
Yeah. Well, there are definitely venues that have that. So like talking venues aside, but a really cool experience and gig that we got to do was when I was with Joe Bachman in the party. Mm-hmm. And we were doing like Bristol, Tennessee.
Ooh.
It was the
fun state.
Yeah.
I love
it was
Tennessee.
Crazy. But the whole experience of it was just crazy. Like you got a little like a trailer and you were singing on a stage and it was for everyone who was at the like Bristol, Tennessee, like NASCAR race.
Oh my God. Yeah. Bristol. Yeah.
The Bristol.
That's a big one. That's a big one.
It was many moons ago. So I'm trying, but
it was NASCAR.
So we sang at that and it was crazy.
Yeah.
Like I was just like, oh my God, I've never seen so many people in my life. And you felt, you just felt like a superstar. Like it was such a cool thing.
That's cool.
That I was like, wow, I'm probably never going to do this again. So I'll take it all in. But
that's awesome. That's
it was really cool.
So what do you like to do on your time off? I know it's another question everybody else asks.
No, you know what? People don't ask me this.
See, look, I found one. Found one.
They don't ask me this because they're like, do you have another, like, do you have a life? And I'm like, not really. But no, friends, family, boyfriend.
Yeah.
I just take whatever time I have off to.
You like to go somewhere warm?
I want Florida.
Yeah, I figured.
I'm a big Florida
I can tell,
I was just like, I'm ready to go back.
I love Key West.
Key West. I'm dying to go to Mexico.
Oh, like, Mexico's great.
I want a beach somewhere.
Yep. Anywhere warm, blue water, palm trees, right? Yeah. Those are all just good things, right?
Yeah, you're never sad.
That's exactly right.
You're never
sad
with a pina colada or a margarita. Like, you just never are.
Well, you're going to have to let us know when this new song comes out.
I will.
And then you're going to let us share it on all the socials and things like that. And wow, what a great, great conversation. We talked for 25 minutes, believe it or not.
I have a lot to say.
Hugo, you didn't have any of the questions, I hope.
No, just inspire, mesmerize.
She's got a lot of energy. A lot of energy.
Yeah,
that's good. That's good. Also, thanks for being here.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
You're very welcome.
Thank you.
All right. There you have it. Morgan Konopelski. You know, and then I can understand now why they went to Kano Nation, because the name Konopelski is a little difficult to say.
It's too much.
Yeah, a little bit.
It doesn't fit. My dad always said, he's like, your name has to be in it, but
it's got
to
be small.
Too long.
There you go. Yep. All right. Come see us every Thursday, 7 p.m. on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and everywhere else. All right. That's about it. See you.
Thank you.
Are your kitchen and bathroom remodels a little overdue? Well, now's your chance to call First Response Contracting. John Sellers will take care of you. 484-256-7136. They do residential and commercial, and they're licensed and insured. Give them a call at 484-256-7136.